Blog Talk Radio.
They tryna turn Trenton into baby Flint. Wow. Been times by depression on the billboards ever since. 100 years ago we was lynched. Now they use germ warfare to kill us. I'm convinced, got the evidence. I look around and it's evident. They go down to City Hall and see so much negligence. Real art is intelligent. A true artist sends messages that speak to your intelligence. They fall and die so I can do my thing. Not to get drunk and higher, join no gang. I will not let none of you die in vain. For my people, I bang, bang, bang.
My ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain. My ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain. I rep for you in everything I do. I rep for you in every place I go. I rep for you in everything I do. In every place I go. They say post-traumatic slavery disorder's fake, but I just tell them all to wake up. Everything we went through, what a way down a rape, bruh. Isn't our genetic makeup. So I am my ancestors. From block to block, let's build like it's Tetris. We must unite, link up like a necklace. They fought and died and we disrespected. So I come to correct it. The legacy they left, I protected. We only think about self and neglected. You're African, but yet you rejected.
No.
My ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain. My ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain. I rep for you in everything I do. I rep for you in every place I go. I rep for you in everything I do. In every place I go.
So here come my sister Marcia, can you hear me?
Well, like my smile.
Oh, okay. I guess I got cut off on my other line, so I have to switch lines. But anyway, welcome back to New Freedom Exchange, a cultural expression for social dignity and community empowerment. I'm your host, Brother Dean, here with my co-host.
What's up, my lady? I'm Sister Marcia.
And we are here again live on Monday, Eastern Standard, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're continuing part two of Building Healthy Relationships. Last week we did get to cover family and friends, and then we broke off into friends on the different levels of friends. So we'll probably pick up from there and go into acquaintanceship and marital relationships if we have time.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, let's start off with our check-in. How you doing today?
Pretty well. It was a scorcher today, but I was inside most of the time, so it wasn't too bad. It's funny because all weekend my kids, well, really my baby was trying to, like, find different things to do out, you know, mm-hmm. because since we're in COVID, everything's closed. But in her mind, like, she's like, can we go to the trampoline park? Can we go to this? Can we go to that? And I'm like, girl, it's closed, and it's hot.
Right.
So that's pretty much how things have been for me. How about on your end? What's going on?
Yeah, we still, you know, struggling and driving. We drive a lot, you know how we do.
Yeah.
So getting ready for another road trip, inshallah, next.
All right. Actually, my kids have been asking to one of my daughters has been asking to do a road trip. Like, she's like, can we go here? Can we just drive? And I'm like, Yeah, I don't know if I feel like doing that. But we're definitely very familiar with the whole driving everywhere thing, too. So I just haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, it's not too bad out here. I mean, you have certain cities and certain states a little more have a little more traffic than others. So we're looking to go back down south.
Okay.
So inshallah, we'll see, God willing. I see we have two callers now. I see one is our PowerPoint pioneer, Slavia 21st Century. I don't know if 670, if you have a question or a comment, welcome to New Freedom Exchange.
Welcome, welcome.
670? Okay. If you're just listening, no problem.
Assalamu alaikum. There you go.
Quick salam.
I think you had your mic off at the beginning. And for a few minutes, we just did it. And I just want to check to see if you are. So
okay.
I'm just relaxing and listening to you guys.
Okay. Well, this is our pioneer of the station himself, the founder and CEO, Brother Khalid Islam, who
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Who offered us an opportunity to start our New Freedom Exchange broadcast on station IWDM, which the platform is a conversation with a purpose. So we're thankful that you reached out to us, and as you've been seeing, Allah has been blessing us with your sharing, your promotion, and assistance and prayers. Allah has allowed us to expand and expand and expand. So thank you for that.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, so we'll jump right into it, and we're about almost halfway through the first half, so we'll jump back where we were at. I don't know if you have the articles. I can send them to you again if you need me to.
No, I have it. So you want to jump back into acquaintances? You want to recap on friendship as we sort of left off? How you want to do this?
Yeah, let's do that real quick. Go back to recap of friendship. So,
yeah,
we addressed, I think Bilal addressed the friendship from our different types of relationship. And then we broke down several of the friend, the names that are mentioned in the Quran in reference to friends. So, it's friends mentioned in the Quran. Yeah, we gave several of them. Karin, that was in Surah 37, verse 51 to 56. Kavul, that was when we spent a little time on the Kavul. That was in Surah 25, verse 29. And I think we ended off with Rafiq, if I'm not mistaken. Rafiq.
Yeah.
So we'll continue from there. We'll go. The next one is Wali. So we're talking about the different names, and then by consequence, the different principles of friend and friendship in the Quran. A wali is a protective friend who can watch your back, there to help you when you're in trouble. The first wali is Allah, then the messenger, meaning holding on to the sunnah and the teachings of the Quran as a means of protecting us. After the messenger of Allah, the next wali is not only the believers, they are the wali whom we can turn to counseling and protection. They are the believers who establish regular prayers and pay zakat, meaning commitment to the sunnah, Muslims who abide by the laws of Allah. And there's a Quranic reference, Surah 2, verse 257, where Allah says, Allah is the protector of those who believe. From the depths of darkness, He will lead them forth into light. Of those who reject faith, the patrons are evil ones. From light, they will lead them forth into the depths of darkness. They will be companions of the fire to dwell therein forever. And they make a note here, we are required to be a wali with our siblings, cousins, and enemies, and to tolerate their misbehavior. I don't know what they mean by that.
Right, that one,
but,
it kind of felt like it went off. But, you know, it's just interesting to sit here and hear you describe wali, right? Because most times when you hear that term, and this is why it's so important for you to be able to do a word study, right? Etymology is so important to be able to do a word study and figure out, you know, a deeper meaning of a word. Because a lot of times when we use that term wali, we're thinking about marriage, right? We're thinking about someone who is standing, you know, in the capacity of a lot of things that you just mentioned, right? Somebody who's a protector or whatever. But it's always, at least most times in my experience, we're always talking about wali in reference to, you know, the sister having a wali and the brother having to go and consult with him about, you know, arranging for marriage, right? And so to think about wali as a type of friend, I was just sitting here like, wow, like that's a way to look at it as well, right? Because that's someone who has your best interest in heart, at heart, you know, or at mind. So took me in the back, right? Yeah, it just took me back a little bit because I'm like, wow, I never really even considered wali and friendship being one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, in another verse in the Quran, it talks about, and it has been misinterpreted, because it would say, don't take the Jews and your Christians as your friends. But
right.
They don't emphasize, like you just said, well, which friend are you talking about, right? And so friend here, this one who's protecting your interests, as Imam Muhammad shared, right? Because it's like the Jews and the Christians, other people of faith and other, you know, people, other groups, they have their interests. So you can't expect someone who has their interests to also look after your interests. You know,
right.
Each person has to look after their interests. Now, of course, we have common interests. Yeah, we have common interests.
Sure.
But when Allah is cautioning us, it's more of your personal responsibility. Like you said, those things that you are protective of, those things that you are sensitive to. You can't expect everybody to have your sensitivity, you know, around certain things.
Right. And it's so important to be able to have that conversation, especially when you're dealing with people who are not of the Islamic faith, right? Because they would read something like that in the Quran, depending on, you know, which transliteration you're reading, and, you know, you'll see not the Christians and the Jews, and it's like, well, hold on, what does that mean? Even the way that you just broke it down was like, okay, well, which friends? I don't even think a lot of Muslims think of it in terms of there's all these different types of friends, and so in that ayah of the Quran, you know, we really have to then ask the deeper question, well, okay, this friend, which type of friend are we talking about? I think sometimes we just stay on the surface with ayahs like that.
Yeah, and that's real crucial because if you take on, like you're saying, the in-depth perception of it, you actually be performing better in your environment. You have better relationships. That's what we're all talking about, building these healthy relationships, right? And so if you keep things surface, you know, just like the root of a plant, I mean, it goes deep. You got to pull it out to get that good, healthy vegetable or fruit. And so most people just like the chips or the candy. That's just surface thing. But when you're talking about, you know, going in and get understanding, you got to dig a little deeper. So
right.
Excellent observation. So the next one is Sadiq, or Sadiq. And Sadiq, reference, Quranic reference, is Surah 4, verse 69, where Allah says, and those who obey Allah, the Messenger, then they are in the company of those on whom Allah has bestowed His grace, of the prophets who teach, the sincere lovers of truth, the witnesses who testify, and the righteous who do good. How excellent these companions are. So this form of companion is the Sadiq. And a Sadiq is a genuine friend who is your friend for your sake and not to get any kind of benefit from you. The most sincere and will tell you truth even if you don't like it. not like who satisfy you with lies. This is very interesting. The one who never gives up on you when you start making mistakes or fall, remains in touch with you even if you establish a distance with them because of their honesty. who supports you at every moment for the good, and if it's bad, will tell you like it is. The one who loves you for the sake of Allah and will ask you to change if it is wrong. Wow.
Yeah, wow, exactly. That's what I was sitting here saying, like, wow, because, you know, especially when you know that, you know, you're doing something that may be questionable or just on the fence, and, you know, you have that friend that's just like, you know, I don't really want to tell this person about this because I know they're going to correct me, you know what I mean? But it's beautiful to have that kind of friend because it's like, well, if I didn't care about you, I wouldn't try to pull your coattail. You know,
yep.
So that's just all love. Sometimes it feels like you want to shy away from that person who's like, don't nobody want to hear this right now. but that's all love, right? Because we say in Islam, and you know, I'm sure that there are fans in other faiths with what I'm about to say translates. But we talk about wanting for our brother what we want for ourselves, right? And so I feel like that's the display of that type of thing, that, you know, I want you, you're my friend, you're somebody I love, you know, I want you to be on the right path like I'm on the right path, or striving to be on the right path like I'm striving. I want for you what I want for myself, and if I see you going off track, I'm not just going to be quiet, I'm going to say something. So that's love, believe it or not, you know. A lot of times it feels like you're a little sting, right? Like somebody just shot a little dart, but it's really love.
Yeah, and the key that I got out of was the genuineness, right? Because you really can't fake that one. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you can't fake that one.
Yeah, can't fake that one.
All right, moving right along. We got a few more to go. We'll probably take it to the halftime, then bring on our pioneer. Who'll share his PowerPoint, and then we'll come back with Sister Marsha with the acquaintanceship, inshallah. Mm-hmm. So, Khalil is a very close friend. We have an example of Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, who was a Khalil to Allah. And Allah reminds us in his story when he destroyed the idols and he was thrown in fire. He was with no one but Allah. Make those people a friend who has taqwa, which is sacred regard for this. And they give a Quranic reference, Surah 4, verse 125. Who can be better in religion than one who submits his whole self to Allah, does good, and follows the way of Abraham, the Khalil, the true in faith? For Allah did take Abraham for a friend. Excellent. Khalil, a very close friend.
Right. I don't think I have anything
like
to add to that one.
It points out, irregardless of if people around you, you know, are against you or against even your friend, but you're going to hold close to your friend.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Hamim, he is one who may or may not be close to you, but at least acts like they are. They express their closeness with their actions. They are kind to you, very generous. Allah will say, these friends who used to go all out for each other, they were there for each other. On the day of judgment, they won't be even asked for each other. Allah says relationships on the day of judgment will be chopped off. Today, you do what your friends do. Your parents tell you not to do this. It's haram. And you say, come on now. Everything is haram. You don't let me have fun. But on the day of judgment, those friends won't be anywhere to be seen. So what I'm getting from this is that Allah is cautioning us, those who we try to cling ourselves to, and they act to par as your friend, but on the day of judgment, those friends that did that, they probably didn't hold up. They probably didn't make it.
Right. What it brought me was I immediately thought about being a young person, right? Because it talked about the fact that, you know, your parents would, like, discourage you from being with those people. And I know that young people struggle with that a lot, right? It's like, well, this is my friend. We go to school together. This is someone I like to hang around. But that person feelings, their interactions, you know, the things that they gravitate towards may not be things that are in alignment with the things, right? And so you want so badly to remain friends with the person that you consider your friend, but it's kind of like, well, yeah, you got to really reevaluate that friendship because it's not in alignment with your life. And so at some point, you know, somebody, one of the forces overtake the other, right? And you hear that as a young person, and you don't, you know, I could remember times just, you know, people saying different things to me about who I'm, my friends, who I consider my friends. And it's just like, well, at some point that you're either there, they're going to come on your side or you're going to go on their side. It's really no two ways about it. But sometimes you want so badly to remain connected with that person, at least for the things that you have a commonality with. And it, sometimes it's hard to keep the lines drawn and separated the way that they should be.
Yeah, that's the importance of, like you're saying, going deeper, like you said earlier. I mean, because if it's just, oh, that's my friend, well, but what friend? Once again, like, and what condition,
right,
you know, what level.
Right,
yeah.
You take it there now, but that's true. Yeah, which friend? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. These are excellent principles. We got two more. We'll try to just, I'll probably put them together, and then we'll be at the halftime mark. So the next one is Walija and Khadan. Walija and Khadan. For Walija, there's Surah 9, verse 16. That's Surah 9, verse 16, where Allah says, "Or do you think that you shall be abandoned, not tested, as though Allah did not know those among you who strove with might and main, and take none for Walija besides Allah and His Messenger and the community of believers, but Allah is well acquainted with all that you do, or all what you do." I'm trying to find the exact term in Arabic. Okay, it is Walija. Okay. I thought it was a misspelling. Walija, literally. Walija. Mm-hmm. Okay. they give an explanation. A friend who is a partner in your business, you trust them so much that they are involved in your private matters. They are only supposed to be Muslims. And we know Muslims, we've been given two definitions of Muslims. One is one who testifies that there's no one worthy of worship except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger. And also, a Muslim is a human with the disposition that Allah wants for him. So keep that in mind as well. So they are supposed to be Muslim, meaning they are supposed to be aware of their responsibilities as responsible human beings who are strong believers of Allah and known the meaning of amana. Amana means faith or trusted ones. They have to be Muslim since they can offer advice from a religious point of view and will not harm you. Allah can be our walija. He put us in trials to see what role He has in our lives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, prayers and peace be upon him, is our walija, according to how much we are acting upon his sunnah or his uswa. His example, his uswa, his sunnah must be followed in each and every sphere of our life. Finally, if you have Allah and His Messenger as walija in your life, then Allah will let in the true believers as walija in your life. So walija. Excellent. Mm. Excellent.
And
I'll give you the last word on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, on that one, you know, I wasn't so much focused on what you were describing about the walija, right? What I was thinking as you were talking is that we're using this terminology for these types of friends, right? And we're using the Arabia, right, to describe each of the type of friends. But really, these types of friends are universal. And for our listeners, I just wanted to be able to say, you know, that this could be, you could use this, these descriptions of these different types of friends, whether you're using Arabic terminology or not, right? It's relevant. It's relevant that you have types of friends that are protective. It's relevant that you have types of friends that, you know, are with you today and not with you tomorrow, or, you know, your friends for some things and not for the other. So I just wanted to make the point that the types of friends they're universal, and you know, you don't have to be Muslim to be able to make the distinction that you have all these different types of friends. And it would probably be beneficial for all people, right, to be able to take a look at their friendships according to these descriptions.
Excellent, excellent. And the last one is Khadan. The Khadan reference is Surah 4, verse 25. If any of you have not the means wherewith to wed free believing women, they may wed believing girls from among those whom your right hands possess, and Allah has full knowledge about your faith. You are one from another. Wed them with the leave of their owners, meaning with the permission of those who are responsible for them, and give them their dowries, their gifts, according to what is reasonable. They shall be chaste, not lustful, nor taking
paramours.
When they are... Say it again.
Paramours.
Paramours.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. When they are taken in wedlock, if they fall into shame, their punishment is half that of free women. This permission is for those among you who fear sin or who are regardful, but it is better for you that you practice self-restraint, and Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. So this one is actually addressing a time period, okay, lovers, especially the illicit partner of a married person. Oh, that's the entanglement of the oath. Okay. Gotcha.
That's a hot topic word these days. Entanglement this, entanglement that. I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
Oh yeah, they got a whole t-shirt line. Yeah,
yeah, I know. Everything is entanglement. I don't even keep up with the whole Will and Jada thing, but. So I don't even know what's going on, to be honest with you, but I just know that is like the buzzword of the day.
Right. And it's actually speaking to the time that we're in. You know, it's a lot to that. We'll probably get back to that on the other side of the hour. Let me do a halftime check-in. You are listening to New Freedom Exchange, a cultural expression for social dignity and community empowerment. Today we're doing part two of Building Healthy Relationships. There's four particular categories of relationships that we have been addressing. Number one, family relationships. Number two, which we are now, friendships, the different types of friendships we are referencing that mentioned in the Quran. And then acquaintanceship, and then a marital relationship. Also, stay tuned for our announcement at the end. We are launching our daily digital called New Freedom Exchange Daily Digital. You can check us out at Patreon. That's patreon.com/ NFX Daily. Again, that's Patreon, patreon.com/ NFX Daily. And we're looking to launch that actually at the end of the week. We'll be starting those episodes on that platform, and we'll be launching also in conjunction with We Buy Black, New Africa August. So we're going to be covering topics in regards to us developing our community life in the future. So we welcome you all to come back and join us. At this time, we are here, welcome, we are here, blessed with our dear pioneer, Salahuddin of the 21st century. Are you there?
I am here.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. Like my salam.
I just wanted to make one comment on the things that you were saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the light. And you have to realize that the light that He sheds and how He speaks to you. He speaks to all of us. We just have to be able to comprehend when he's talking to us. I don't have a lot to say because I'm kind of tired. I was out shopping. But Sister Marcia.
Yes, sir.
I have that book that I told you that I that my mother had written. And,
yes.
Well, the one you were speaking of, Mujahideen was talking about last week or week before last.
Yeah.
And I put one of her CDs in there. I made very plain on the envelope how to return it. You should make a copy of it because you will love it. It concerns all the stuff that you're doing. Because she was principal of a school and stuff, and she just has she has an Assalamu Alaikum song and a lot of other songs. You'll have to just listen to it.
Okay.
I really don't have a lot to say besides you have to understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us. See, we talk about the heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in the heat, like you start sweating and different things and whatever, well, that's Allah testing your body and telling you that it's all in whack. Because if you don't sweat and you don't do certain things, you're not functioning. You're not functioning to the best of your ability. But Mujahideen was speaking of plants, and I have a little tomato plant that started out, it was about 2.5-3 inches tall. Now it's over a foot tall, and I just put it in a larger container and gave the roots more area to grow, and it grew. And you have to be able to explain to the children as they're growing their plants what's actually happening. The plants thrive on the heat. You just have to provide them with water. Okay, that's about all I have to say this evening. I probably had more I wanted to say, but like I said, I'm tired. I had to rush home and try to get to the phone in time for the program. So I just have to say, Assalamu alaikum, way of Allah. This is Salahuddin of the 21st century signing out.
Excellent. Thank you very much, our dear pioneer brother, still rolling, ripping and running, getting
yes.
things done. So before we go to you, Marcia, let me check the audience real quick. Those who are listening on via the web, if you would like to call in and give a comment, a question, a remark, an experience, you're welcome to join us. You can dial the number 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. And just press 1 when you get in. And those who also already called in, you also can join us by pressing 1, and we'll bring you right in. All right, acquaintanceship, unless you have something else, Marcia.
No, we'll jump right into acquaintances. So acquaintances are people you may encounter regularly, but who are not friends or relatives. For example, they may be a neighbor who lives in your road that you say hello to if you see them in passing, or a work colleague or someone you have seen a few times at a social event but do not yet know well. It is important to be polite and respectful to acquaintances as having harmonious relationships with people around you, such as work colleagues, from people from college, neighbors, et cetera, is an important way of avoiding stress or conflict. In some cases, relationships that start as acquaintanceships can over time evolve into friendships as you get to know the person better and see them more frequently. The level of contact with an acquaintance minimal. There is unlike there is unlikely to be any physical contact, although in a work setting or when being introduced to someone, you might occasionally be required to shake hands. But the main form of contact is likely to be smiling and saying hello. So, yeah, so right away, I'm just like, acquaintance, having an acquaintance, that seems like a low maintenance type of friendship, right? Something that you don't have to do much with. You know, it talks about work relationships, and that stands out to me. And I'm going to tell you why, because I have friends who have mentioned in the past just having issues with people at work and, maybe having conflict, maybe having some people at work they're really cool with, and then others that they're like, oh, no, this is like a nightmare. And I never experienced that in work. And so, I definitely have in my work relationships people that maybe not in the job that I'm in now, but the previous division I was in, because I worked there for a really long time. I definitely had people who I was really, really, really close to, and others I probably wasn't so close to, but I never really had conflict in a work environment. So I just never understood that. I try to be as conflict-free as possible anyway, but I've heard people just say that, like, you know, there's somebody at work that's just like, you just can't with them, you know? And that just always was an interesting concept to me, you know?
So do you think it's because, I guess, the giving them too much? Like you said, if it's low maintenance and you're giving them too much and you're expecting that back, is that where that's at? I don't know. Like, where do you think that's coming from?
I think that may be part of it because, you know, for me, and, you know, I can only speak for me and give examples from my life, but, like, you know, I pretty much kind of feel people out, right? When I get to meet somebody, you know, I'm sizing them up because, you know, that's an urban thing to do.
Right.
I'm sizing them up. I got to see, you know, like, how close I should be or how far away I should be. And I just think that that's sort of something just innately in me, you know. I remember growing up, like, just walking. I would be walking down the street, and people would say to me, is everything okay? Like, are you all right? You look so mean. And it's just like, I'm not mean. Like, I don't really know you like that. So, like, in my mind, it ain't no real need to be smiling at you or none of those kinds of things. And, I mean, I attribute that and credit that to the neighborhood that I grew up in. Southern people have like that Southern hospitality. They're very like, hi, how you doing? And, you know, all that stuff. And me, I'm looking at them like, why are you looking at me? What is the problem? What are you speaking for? I think that has a lot to do with, like, you know, maybe it could be having to do with, like, family relationships, too. But I think it has, for me, it has a lot to do, like, from where I come from. Right? Like, that's like that city girl protective type thing. I generally try not to give new people too much until I've felt you out anyway. So it's probably, to your question, it is probably like giving too much to a situation that you haven't even assessed yet. You know, or expecting too much from it.
Yeah, because they mentioned, like, some acquaintances can evolve into friends and close friends and stuff like that.
Right.
How frequent.
Yeah.
So I looked it up real quick. You know how I do. So it's called the 5 Stages of Friendship Development. Can you guess out of the 5, what number would acquaintance be? As a guess.
One.
On 5. One? Okay, that's your answer.
So one,
anybody else
so
on the line?
One is like, that's like the beginning stage, correct? Right? If I'm saying
maybe.
One, that would be, I would say that was the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay,
be, yeah,
so that's one. Mm-hmm.
So you say one? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me check the audience pulse real quick. If you would like to answer that, just, if you're already in the queue, press 1 and press 1 to come back in. If not, if you're listening, just press 1. On the meter of 5 stages of friendship development, where do you think acquaintances rank? Oh, here we go. We got somebody here. 6, 7, 8. This is 6. This looks familiar. Welcome to
Peace
New Friend Exchange. Uh-oh, who's
Peace.
This?
This is
Aima. Say your name. What you calling?
I'm calling Buffalo, New York. Welcome, Marsha. Girl. Okay, so, like, we're a classic example. Like, we're a classic example of, like, acquaintances who probably would become, like, close friends if we were around
right.
each other a little bit more often.
Right.
To answer your question, Mujahideen, I would say 5. I'm going to go with what Marsha said. I want to say acquaintances are a 5 if or a 1, whichever one is the earliest or the
earliest
phase.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So 1, is it 1, whatever the earliest is?
It's not 1. Unfortunately, you 2 are too friendly with strangers because stranger is number 4.
Stranger is number 1. Okay. But I want to say, if I was waiting on the line, you guys, this is a great conversation. And I don't know if you heard, but I did kind of get a shout out from the young gentleman who called in when he was like, the sister who sings I Sound Like Him. Like, that's my song, first of all.
Oh,
so I wanted to say thank you. I was like, I'm on the line for this. I love it. But what I was going to say was like something that my mom used to say all the time growing up. And I was so bad with it because I wanted so badly to have these close relationships, but there's a process in doing that. And I used to bypass the process by doing too much too soon.
Mm.
And my mom used to say, familiarity breeds contempt, and it's so true. And Marsha,
right.
you were saying you got to feel it out before you do too much. You got to feel it out. And when I was younger, I had no concept of that. It was like, okay, I see somebody, I like them. Day 1, day 2, I'm bringing them candy. Day 3, let's go to the movies. Day 4, you're my best friend. And I'm not talking
right.
like third grade. I'm talking like high school. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Like 8th grade, 9th grade, I was just really over the top. And familiarity does breed contempt because people are not able to truly have a sincere relationship with you when it seems inauthentic when it's too fast.
Mm.
Like you're acting like you're my best friend, but do you even know me? Right? I just wanted to throw that out there. The familiarity breeds contempt. You gotta respect your process. Okay, that was
so
awesome.
Now let me ask this question. Let me ask this question for you guys.
I just
want to test something out, right? So,
did
you grow up upstate?
Yes,
grow up
ma'am.
Upstate where you live now? Okay, so that to me, that kind
of
like
so from
um,
the age of 8 to because I lived in Houston, Texas, until I was 8,
okay.
and then.
Okay.
And I think that may have been something to do, like that may have had something to do with it, the fact that I left where my base was and went to a new place at 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
So
you were trying
you know,
to
being,
cling on. Right.
I think my point
was that, like, so I grew up in, right, like what you would say, the hood, right? So it's just kind
of
like, I don't know.
I'm
like,
looking at
her
too. First
like...
of all, hold on. It may not have been like the New York City, New Jersey hood, but you know.
Right. But I
okay,
feel
I see.
Like
environment.
Some of that what I have is like
mm-hmm.
just like some of that survival stuff, right? Like you just can't
Got
be out
it.
Here.
Got it. Right.
Making friends
survival
with people you don't know them like that. They gonna
no,
get you all tied
you cannot.
Up and stuff.
Next thing you know,
so
they ask you to take a package down
it.
The street, and you're in a bad situation.
Exactly. Exactly. So I feel like that's me holding on to some of that kind of stuff. Like I just kind of got that residue from the environment that's just like, girl,
right.
you don't even know them like that.
Right. No, I get it. I have it now. I definitely have it now. And I think it also has a lot to do with childhood and your parental bonds and your sibling bonds, because I had a pretty rough time with my eldest. One of my older sisters gave me a real hard time, and And I was very, very, very close to my father. So over time, I was just like, you know what? Guys are safer to be friends with. And I'm also very analytical. And, like, when my friends were like, you know, I got to go to the bathroom, come to the bathroom with me. I'm like, why? I don't have to use it.
Right.
But that's what they did.
But that's a girl thing. Right.
Yes. Marcia, did you do that? Like, help me understand.
Yeah.
Like, what am I missing?
Like 4 or 5 of us got to go together. But, no. But I've done that. However, I feel like I have my own kind of vetting process for who I do that with. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
So yeah, and I think I dealt with a lot of like trust issues in terms of who's your friend, who's really not your friend. Because I like now I'm thinking as we're talking, like growing up, you know, we would fight each other. Like one day we were friends, the next day we were outside, like we fighting today.
Right.
She said she wanted to fight you, so you know this kind of thing, and so.
Wow.
It was kind of like, well, who's really my friend? Because I just spoke to her yesterday.
Right.
And now
right.
we're cool today. Like, what kind of friendship is this? And so
right.
I think I just learned to, like, kind of vet people out and just feel them out. And I think of so we were talking, I don't know if it was last show or the show before, but we talked a little bit about, we were having a meeting with Jazeen and Bilal and I we were talking about high school, and I said I had a group of friends, and we called ourselves the Fab Five. I still owe you guys a picture. I haven't posted my picture
yet.
Yeah,
we went on that picture.
Fab Five. I'm so
yeah, we
were
the Fab Five. But,
I
you know,
need to see
there,
it.
there were some people in the group who I was further away from than others, right? So then there was my best friend who I was so tight with. And then there was another young lady in the group who I was really cool with, too. Well, all of them I was cool with, but probably, like, my ranking of the fifth person in the Fab Five. I was like, she's in the Fab Five, but, you know, I ain't really cool to her like that. That type of thing, so...
Yeah, it's kind of brutal. Yeah. I think with the feminine energies as they're trying to find their way and develop more compassion, it can be kind of brutal with the feminine energy. Like what I've noticed, like with my sons and friendship and stuff like that, like they really, as much as they like, you know, talk about each other and they're rough and they're hard and they're slamming each other, it's no malice. Nothing vicious.
Right.
Nobody is, you know what I'm saying? And but with women, with the feminine energy friendship, you'll see just like a lot of meanness. My daughter's 10 and she's in the fourth grade. And last year it was just like a lot of like manipulative, very cognitive.
Stuff.
It's a cognitive process with like these little emotions that are just
little
tiny villainous.
Yeah,
they're little villains. And I think like it can be kind of rough with the female friendships, the feminine energy friendships at first, because they have to evolve and find their compassion and really tap into the nurturing inside themselves.
Right.
And
the
never
boys are
really
just
had
to play
time
a game.
For it.
Yeah, the boys are just
right. That's
to play
it.
Games together.
They
because
were just
my brother
it,
has
you know?
Friends that he's been friends with since 7th, 8th grade. I mean, they're still really close today.
Right.
I mean, I do have a friend that I'm really close with from 3rd grade, but she's the only one. And, you know, out of that, I'm like,
I have
whatever.
Very few. It's true. Oh, my God, Marcia, I'm going to get your number, girl. We go, like, let's commit to talking. Okay, so we're acquaintances. That's fine. We'll commit to having, like, one conversation per month. I can spare that.
It.
I can stick to that schedule. Let's do it. Because I like you. We vibe. Right? We vibe. I
yes,
like you.
We do.
Ever since I saw your picture, and I was like, oh, my God, this looks like Kelly Rowland's little sister.
So
it was kind of like on and popping from there. So so we're going to try. We're gonna do an experiment, and we're going to see. We're going to let all of America. I know you're listening, America. We are going to, Marcia and I are going to, we're going to be like an experiment in acquaintances becoming friends. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Heard it live.
we might have to get you on a sister show, man, because the way y'all rolling, y'all just took up the last 10 minutes.
I know, we got
15
to the spot.
Oh, sorry. And And then what we could do is Mujahideen and I, we can see how our friendship could become like an actual real relationship.
Absolutely.
Just a suggestion.
So that's the beauty of connectivity and togetherness, because
right.
as things evolve, you get to get stronger. So
right.
I'm going to leave it like that. And then we're going to the lines real quick one more time. Boom, boom, boom. Everything looks good. We are at the end of the hour. We didn't get to part four, so we might have a part three.
Okay.
Next week, we will be going into New Africa August, so we will be streaming live on the new Freedom Exchange page on Facebook. So check us out here for our schedule, our calendar. So any closing remarks? Thank you, Zaire, for getting on. We'd like to appreciate you for getting on and sharing your insights and look forward to you on the future shows. I'm going to put it out there.
Anytime.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Marsha, I'm inboxing you my cell phone number. Let's do it once
okay.
a month, phone calls. And I say by, like, in a year, we're going to be planning, like, a trip to Jamaica, girls trip, I swear.
Okay.
That needs security. That might need security.
We might need security, actually.
Yeah, Jamaica gets kind of wild.
Two fine sisters such as us, Marsha.
We just may need security.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
So
but,
okay,
thanks a lot for having me, guys.
All right,
welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me call in, Marsha.
Closing remarks. Great conversation. I mean, ever since we started the conversation about delving into the types of friends, it's been it's definitely been like a learning experience, because I don't think we always think about looking into detail and breaking up the differences between different types of relationships, different types of friendships. We don't do that normally. So to sit
right.
and be able to do that and to really analyze the relationships that we're in, it's good to just take that time out, because, like I said, it's not something we innately do.
Right. So that's true. So we would not take this time for granted. Those who have been listening and sharing, we thank you all. We want to build healthy relationships, as we're going to talk about in next month and next episode, marital relationships. You know, there's an outright assault across the board that challenges our communities, and we have to get stronger and stronger so we could not be caught up with these statistics, because it definitely
right.
affects our children, it affects our families, and it affects society. So looking forward to the next week call. As we mentioned early on, you can check us out on the Facebook page. We're also on YouTube, and we're happy to be here as our launch. We started here on station IWDM. And they also have several programs, so you can always tune back in and check them out on blogtalkradio.com, and you would do forward slash